The Griswold Tigers baseball team saw a very successful season with multiple high points. While there were up and down moments, the Tigers captured four wins straight at the beginning of the season for the first time in 9 years. Head coach Ryan Lockwood was proud of the way that his boys finished the year and continued pushing the program forward.
Well, I thought it was a great showing, just how much, hard work pays off and being resilient, in the last several years, just to keep pushing and looking to get over that hump a little bit, if you will. So I was very happy with the competitiveness in which we played in every game, being able to have a chance in every one of those games we played in this year, instead of having a few games where we want to be. So that was really fun to be able to, watch those boys grow and gain confidence.
With the weather playing a factor in the season, the Tigers had 3 games canceled as they looked to put more wins on the board. Griswold also had 2 games where they lost by 2 runs or less, which also could have added more wins to the board. Regardless of the games lost, the Tigers had the best record since the 2015-16 season, as the boys were able to feature one of the top seasons in program history.
We obviously wanted to have a few more wins. We cut short on our last 3 games, not able to, the regular season, not be able to play those with weather and field conditions. We felt confident we'd have a chance to maybe get some more wins in the column in those games. We also had a few games where we just fell short by a run or two, and knew that we were capable of winning those games. And so don't take that lightly at all. But, at the same time, like I've told the boys over and over again, is it takes a lot learning how to be a successful ball club and having that pressure of, now you're expected to win some games. And so when we go into those, that, knowing how to complete those games and not getting too tight and just playing, having fun, playing loose.
Some of the top players this season were Bodie Wyman, Zane Johnson, and Kobe Clint. Wyman had a 3.20 ERA with 49 strikeouts and featured a 3-4 record while hitting a team-best 429 with just 8 strikeouts at the plate. Johnson averaged 392 at the plate throughout the season with 16 RBIs and had just 8 strikeouts, while being the top base runner in the conference for stolen bases with 25. Clint also had 16 RBIs throughout the season with a 318 average and a team-high 11 walks.
All three of those guys had great seasons, both at the plate and defensively. Bodie Wyman finished with the best batting average on the team. Did great things at the plate all season long, and he was our ace on the mound. Pitched complete games pretty much every game that he started, had 3 wins on the season, just a great utility guy. Zane Johnson, another great season at the plate. I think he finished just under 400 on the season. He only struck out 8 times and like 50 at-bats. Just a great job of seeing the ball and just battling. We made a change over to second base, and he really settled into that. Great base runner, too. He was tied for the lead in the conference for stolen bases on the season. And then Colby Clint, just kind of a great breakout year. It's all been there. We've seen it. Really came around. He finished over 300 this year. A lot of RBI. Him and Zane led the team, tied for RBI. And then Colby played first base all season, only had 2 errors in all that time at first base. I really see a lot of big things for him in the future, both on the mound and at the plate.
The momentum is on Griswold's side, as it will bring back the same team next season, as they had no seniors on the roster. Coach Lockwood is excited to see what next year brings, as he is already ready to see what the Tigers can do next season.
We've had the same core of guys now for, we returned everyone last season and, brought in a couple 8th graders and just the maturity in which these guys are starting to show, on the mound especially, also at the plate, they're just starting to get a lot more comfortable with what they're doing. They're more confident. These guys did a great job this last season. We get to start our pitchers and catchers in January. These guys did a great job of showing up and getting that time in so we could really get both arms in shape and just work out some kinks and all that stuff, so that when we get into season, we can run bullpens and just brush little things up. So, we strengthen arms that way. We got good with our off-speed pitches, and I see a lot more things coming. We've got guys just keep getting older. They get a little more velocity. They get a little bit more confidence in what they're doing. So I'm excited to see what that brings for next year. I'll be honest with you, we just finished up season. I'm excited to get started again. I kind of wish it was January so we could get going on it.
Griswold finished with a 6-10 record while going 4-5 in conference play. I'm Zach Collins reporting.